What's up, everybody?
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome back to the Tasting Room live stream on January 29th, 2024. Ooh, I'm going to put this on the Instagram one, though, so I can
see the comments. Go for it.
There we go.
Right on.
What's up, guys?
Hello, hello.
What's up, Austin?
Nothing much.
How was your day? Best Day Brewing, once again. They're going to become the first sponsor of this podcast.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Sierra Nevada, because, okay, so why are you, so you're going February?
Yeah, I'm doing February.
Okay. But you're starting today?
I'm starting. Well, I didn't start today. I was about to, but we had like a KPI meeting all day at the cabin itself.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of this all day, let's think about the future this year.
You need alcohol when you're doing that.
Yeah. But I made it all day without drinking a beer. And then I finally, at the end, had a couple. But
KPIs are fun, aren't they?
Yeah, super fun. Actually, they're pretty invigorating. I like them. They're exciting.
If they can be hit.
Well, yeah, and we kind of do our KPIs. We do have strict KPIs, but we also go through goals. We go through what are you excited about? What's your
dig in on this for a second. So let me do this. We were going to have John Pierce on the show.
We talked about that. Sorry.
He's the architect of the soon to be opened Coffee at Heirloom. We had Jake Miller on last week, who owns Heirloom Rustic Ales. Kind of mentioned that among many other things. I loved that conversation last week. But John woke up a little bit under the weather. So we're going to have him on next Monday, whether that's pre-taped or live, to be determined. I then figured out that my good friend and friend of the podcast, Bradley Dry, is doing a pop-up at Country Bird Bakery on Saturday. So I'm going to give a shout out to both of them right now. Bradley is doing a dinner with the Pioneer Woman, so he could not jump on.
That'll be cool.
I reached out to Kat, who owns Country Bird Bakery, to talk about it. She would love to, but she had a prior engagement. So we're going to tape something either Wednesday or Thursday, and that will be the first Tasting Room After Hours. I'll just post that separately on both the YouTube feed and obviously on Spotify and all the things. So you're just stuck with us tonight, unless somebody on Instagram or something wants to text me.
Yeah.
And just come on.
Come on. This is supposed to be fun.
I'll shoot you the link. So we can do that. That's the cool thing about StreamYard. Shout out. Okay. So back to KPIs and stuff.
Yep.
When you're setting these, are you also setting not the expectation, but what happens if they don't hit them?
Not in these meetings.
Okay.
These meetings are, these meetings are a little bit more nebulous than that. Like we build a structure and show statistics of where we're at and show statistics of where we need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and we build expectations around that. It's not necessarily a meeting of like, hey, if you don't make these, this happens. And it's also not a meeting of if you make your KPI, this happens.
Mm.
That's not the expect. That's kind of a follow. We're sitting in a room with a bunch of people. It's not like an individual might be sitting with Dustin, Lisa, and I, you know, their direct boss or something like that. Then they're going to have a follow-up meeting with the direct manager themselves, by themselves, for that.
Gotcha.
A little bit more. Hey, this is what's going to happen kind of a deal.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So how do you, so when you're saying you're setting goals and KPIs, is that these meetings that you're having with the brass, right? With like the minds, the
correct,
the top tier, whether you want to call them C-suite. I don't know if you have C-suites or not, but like that type of people, right?
Right.
These are company KPIs, or are they individual, like Trout, your KPI, I said CPI, your KPI is this, or like, how are you doing that? And if that's proprietary, if you don't
talk
about
it. It's not proprietary at all. I would encourage everybody to do these kinds of things because they're good. It refocuses and lets the individual outside of, it's not like a review, you know, or a performance review.
Sure.
That's not what it's about. It allows them to see the business in a broader stroke, allows them to know exactly what we're wanting from the business, and then what we would expect and hold them accountable to with what we need to happen within the business. That is directly influenced by them. So, did that answer the question?
It did. And the reason I'm asking,
but today was with, I guess today wasn't necessarily a KPI meeting. It was a planning session, or because we had our HR, we had Beth, our HR administration, David, our head brewer, Lynn, sales director, Dustin, COO, Lisa, president, and myself, gotcha, CEO, all saying, hey, these are the things that I'm going to personally work on. How does that tie into what you're doing? So it's a little bit more of like building a roadmap together. And so some of them are like that. Some of them are individual.
Integrating the KPIs into the
roadmap. Correct.
Gotcha.
Correct.
The reason I'm curious is because when I mean, I'm in year four of owning a business,
mm-hmm,
and I haven't really gone down, like I've gone down the KPI road, but not knowing that's the road I was going down.
Sure.
You know, and I think I need to be more like diligent and intentional in that, because I'll set goals by department. I'll set goals by revenue. I'll set goals per employee.
Right.
But I don't really have the conversation in a broader key performance indicator type. You know, it's like, if you're not hitting your goals, you're going to be, I don't know if you're going to be working for me. Yeah. Like, but I don't phrase it. Like,
right.
Look at it through the KPI lens, or maybe I am and I just don't realize it. Maybe I'm calling it something else.
Yeah.
Not sure. But that's why I was,
I guess,
your brain.
Let's say in some of the individual KPI meetings that we had like, this is your floor of what needs to happen. Mm. If this doesn't happen, we don't, you know, we're losing money. We don't have a business kind of, not,
that's, I know what you mean.
Extraneous,
a little dramatic, but
a little dramatic, but, so they know the floor, and I think that they would know, like, this is, you go below this, we're really, really going to do some performance like coaching, or, you know, really get into the nitty gritty. And no one wants anybody to hold their hand to do their job. So, so I guess there was a little bit of that, and everybody knows that expectation, but I don't think we're going to have to go down that route. So this is not, so we've done this every single year starting 3 years ago. So, but every single time we redo it, we kind of have we retweak it, have a little bit of a better understanding of where or how we want to speak into it, or, you know, the expectation of it. So it's great. I love it. I think it's great for the team. So
do you get as granular with it as to say, like, on the production side, like, we need to go through this many barrels of beer, or this many, like, do you go
right
those kind of numbers,
or
more broad?
You know, so you can have a goal, like, let's say, hey, we want to, we want to brew 2,500 barrels, but you can't really throw out a KPI like that as a, hey, if we do this or we sell that amount, that's a good thing. There's so much more that goes into selling, you know, 2,500 barrels, because that would be my head brewer saying, hey, well, then when are we going to buy a new tank? What kind of material are we going to bring in to do that? What does that mean? So it's more or less on, like, production side, we're talking about efficiencies. So, you know, downtime of stainless tank, how many days is it empty with liquid? How efficient is that liquid move to the next tank? Where are the losses? What are the controllables that we can do with the beer that we're actually selling, rather than say, hey, if we're, you know, if we don't sell 250 barrels more this year, we're not doing a good thing. It's like, if we're going to sell the exact same amount of beer this year as we did last, how are we going to take production and make it more profitable, more efficient, and less strenuous on our equipment and our people? And so, yeah,
I think I gave you an idea for an episode of Kettle Editions.
Oh,
talking about like, how detailed and like,
because I
mean, you were saying things that I've never thought of, and I've somehow known the industry in some capacity for years, and I haven't thought about the movement between things and the downtime when you're doing this or that. Like,
that'll be a teaser. That'll be episode with my head brewer, David McClain. Okay,
awesome.
Yeah.
Is that already planned?
Yeah. So that's kind of a teaser.
It is.
Yeah. It wasn't. Well, he knows that he's going to come on to the podcast. He doesn't know. And he kind of knows the subject that we would be talking about, but
I just saw Adam from Max Barbecue is watching on Instagram. If you want to jump on and talk some barbecue, you shoot me a text and I'll shoot you the link, buddy. We'll get you on. I'll have to run and get my AirPods, but we can figure that out. By the way, if you haven't gone to Max Barbecue up in Skychuck, you're missing out.
It's very good.
Oh my God.
It's awesome.
It's phenomenal.
I went up there with Dwayne Bryan.
I feel like we need to have him on every other day or something. No, we should totally have him on. There's a thing I'm supposed to go to. I think it's on this Saturday. Weekend. Yeah. He's putting on a...
you got to go to the Claremore Tap Room to get a wristband. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so...
I haven't really been following the Facebook group stuff.
So if you're listening, there is like Dwayne Bryan is putting on a concert with three bands up in Claremore. If you want to go to it, you got to go to the Cabin Boys Claremore Tap Room. When you get the wristband, that's when you get the address.
How much are the wristbands? Do you remember?
Like, I think they're 15, $10.
$10.
Yeah. It's super cheap.
And can you get them day of? Or do you have to get them day of? I'm actually going to do that. Do you want to go? You want
to go? I'm going to try. I will be in a birthing class that morning.
Yeah.
And then I want to go up to Claremore, at least see Dwayne, hopefully go to the show. But then I have to be at Lisa's art show.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's her end of the era art show. It's 6 to 9, something like that.
Half of the reason I want to go is just in case Zach shows up.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, why not?
I mean,
it's his dad.
It's his dad. He could definitely show up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that'll be really cool.
Yeah.
So I think they're selling the wristbands 12 to 4.
Okay.
At least that's what's in my calendar.
Gotcha. Oh, that makes it difficult, though. Well, no, I could just stay up there. I can have beer on Saturday.
Yeah.
It'll be February.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, I want to drive up to Claremore, pick it up, and then have 2 hours to kill before I can go to the show. But I'll just stay and have a brew.
Yeah.
Explore. I don't know much about Claremore. I went to Collinsville for the first time in forever last week for a meeting.
That's out there.
It is. It's a little bit out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've never explored Claremore. Like, I couldn't tell
Claremore's cool
restaurants or anything up there.
Claremore's cool. It's definitely has its own vibe. Mm. It's
are they the Zebras? Is that right?
They're the Zebras. Claremore Zebras.
Channel 8 sports director, high school football knowledge coming through right there.
Yeah. I love that community. It's definitely it's going to grow throughout.
Yeah.
Probably in the next 10, 15 years, it's really going to become a really cool town.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because what is it, like 15, 20 minutes away?
From here, it's about 35.
Oh, so that's even further away than Collinsville.
Yeah, depending on where you're coming from.
I just went up right here. I just went up 75 and then over.
Yeah. Well, Collinsville is technically.
Is it technically
I thought further? It's technically further. Maybe not.
Half
maybe
an hour, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah.
We can talk about Google Maps all day.
Yeah. But that'll be a really cool deal.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And I think it got postponed because it was going to be one of those cold weather weekends, like the last couple weekends.
Maybe. I don't know.
And it was like icy and he was trying to move it indoors and didn't know. Yeah. Like, it was just the whole thing. And so, it'll be Saturday. Anybody wants to go, hit me up. Let's talk about the membership giveaway that you're doing. I like that.
Yeah.
Because I think the first brewery that I knew of locally that did memberships was Solera. and they had their, and I don't remember if they, I don't think they did it when it was Prairie. I think they just did it when it was Solera.
My memory was pretty very sure. fuzzy on that.
Chase can correct me on that, but I'm pretty sure that was just a Solera thing. And now to see it evolve and like different breweries do it, you guys are doing it kind of in a different way with points that can be
used money.
I'm actually not going to explain it. I'm going to let you explain it. But you're also doing a giveaway. So go ahead and.
Yeah. So we're giving
the floor
away.
Is yours.
We're giving away a tier one membership. So we've got four tiers. A single.
Chase said that's correct. It was just Solera. Yeah.
A single, double, triple, and quad tier. Each subsequently getting a little bit more expensive, but with the higher tier, you get more and more with your membership. Mm. So we are giving away the last day to buy a membership is January 31st. If you have bought a membership, thank you. It's going to be really, really cool.
Which if you're listening to this as a podcast, that would be tomorrow.
That would be tomorrow.
Wednesday, the 31st. Right? Because today's the 29th.
Tuesday's the 29th.
No, today's the 29th.
Sorry, Monday. Monday.
Podcast will post.
Tomorrow. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. So tomorrow's podcast. Yes, tomorrow would be the last day. That's really weird.
Yeah, I know. It's weird to say.
But anyways, we're giving away a tier one membership right now. Go like the post, share the post.
Tag people, I think, right?
Do what?
Don't you have to tag three people or tag a person or something like that?
That is correct.
Pretty sure.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not on Instagram. Yet. So I don't.
We're going to talk about that.
Yep. Too. I'm not on Instagram yet. But anyways, yeah, each tier has a lot more going on with it. I'm really, really excited about the quad tier, which is, you know, the gold membership, $1,000. But every dollar that you put in, you're getting as points to spend in the brewery as like for dollar. Mm. So everything on top of it is just gravy. But you'll be able to make a specialized beer with me, and you would be able to come out to a dinner to the cabin.
Oh, that'd be cool.
So, yeah.
Who's cooking at said dinner? Do you know yet?
I think Chef will cook.
Okay.
I would say that I might make like a poiki, which is a South African dish.
You've talked about that and I've yet to have it.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, we need to have.
I might make
you live
one
a street
that.
And a half from me. So like we need to make that happen.
Well, I got to make it over our fire. So we need to build a fire pit.
Fair.
Yeah.
Or just go out to the cabin. Because
Or we go out either. To the cabin.
Yeah.
And then record a podcast out there.
Yeah, for sure. Most of the stuff is
portable.
For the most part. I'm not going to bring this heavy ass table.
No. We have heavy ass tables out there.
Yeah, I can unhook these mics and everything else.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, relatively.
Anyways.
Compact.
That's cool. That's our membership.
So what can you redeem points for?
Anything. You can redeem, I'm pretty sure.
So wait, so how does... Can we talk a little inside baseball?
Yeah.
A little bit. How's the brewery make money on that? If it's basically... Well, no, I get it. So it's just... You're just trading in the money you would spend for points.
Correct.
Got it. Never mind.
Correct.
I answered my own question as I asked it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you can spend it on anything.
Okay.
You can spend it on food, beer. I'm pretty sure you can spend it on merch if you want to. But you're going to get merch with your membership anyways. Mm-hmm. So I would say spend it on beer and food. So.
And do you get
package?
You know, the draw for Solera doing it was you would get access to beers that only members got access to. Is the same kind of principle apply? Or are you guys going to have member only?
We'll have a member beers? Only merch item.
Okay.
And they will be able to go into the vault of beer that has or has not been released.
Gotcha.
If we don't release, you know, a vaulted Stoutfire or whatever, you could have access to every bottle. You get, I don't have it all memorized. So
no, you're fine. I'm putting you on the spot.
Like if you get three bottles out of your membership, which is, I think, tier two or three, or six or a whole case. Yeah. Tier three, six, and then tier four, which is bearded theologian or the bearded tier, you get a whole case. So you get to pick those bottles.
Get in there and pick your own.
Yep.
Mix and match or?
I'm pretty sure.
Cool. I'm asking. Yeah, you might not even know.
Yeah. So I didn't. I wasn't a part of the creation of everything. Gotcha. So
they can find out more at the brewery.
Yeah. Yeah. Go to the brewery. You have to buy the membership at the brewery or through the website.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So
that's cool.
Yeah. It's really awesome.
How are the birthing classes?
We haven't started yet.
Okay. So curious. The first one will be.
Yeah.
The
first one will be Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Is that okay?
I think it's a birthing class or a
class. What's it called? What's the birthing breath class called that you go take? Lamaze. Is that right?
It's yeah. This is more of like.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Lamaze.
Yeah.
Look at me.
I think that this probably
There's
has.
No way I should know that.
But I think that this class has some of that. But it's like okay. We get to tour the hospital, know where to go.
Which hospital are you using?
St. John's.
Okay.
Yeah.
A client of Grassfire Productions.
Right on.
I love Ramona Miller and that whole Ascension crew.
Sweet. Awesome. Yeah. So you get to know where to go because right now if – like we went into labor right now today.
Would you just go to the ER?
I would just go to the ER and be like, please send me to the right spot.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's going to be a game changer, buddy.
It's going to be a game changer.
Because are you within a month?
Yeah, we're, our due date technically is February 26th.
You are within a month.
Yeah. So we're less than 30 days in. Yeah, man. I'll be a ghost of a human for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you do these, it would be remote.
Maybe. Yeah. At least for 2 weeks.
Yeah, you'd be just a few streets over, but
yeah.
Maybe some tears in the background from a little boy or girl.
Yeah. So
what do you think of the hop water?
I like it.
Sierra Nevada hop splash. So I went to grab some Dante's Pizza at Heirloom on Sunday.
This is great.
Yesterday, before I watched football. And which congratulations to all you Kansas City fans out there. There's probably not as many 49er fans in this area, but
mostly Kansas City.
So that'll be a great game in a couple weeks. But so I went by to get pizza. And then as I was waiting, they had the Lagunitas hop water is what they call it. And they had the regular, and then they had one with blood orange. But there was only one hop, and I think it was Citra. Pretty sure. But they only had one hop in theirs, the Lagunitas. This one from Sierra Nevada, the Hop Splash, has Citra and Amarillo hops. And it actually has quite a distinct hop taste.
It does. Yeah, and that's – they figured – well, I mean, we figured it out, too. We make a hop water, and it's – oops. There is a low threshold of hops that you need to use in hop water because it is like you get super vegetal really quick if you use too much.
Makes sense.
This is super balanced. I love it. Tastes really good.
Good luck if you popped this off and you got the little circle thing off it.
That's totally good luck.
I feel like that was a thing.
That's like a wishbone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I like
that. Good for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I'm kind of bummed that January's almost over because I've enjoyed the not drinking.
Well, I mean, you can continue with me if you want.
Who's going to make me drink, right? I didn't mean it like that. But like, I've been pleasantly surprised at how good I felt.
Yeah.
I do miss the bourbon behind you. And
yes.
I mean, January 2, I showed up to Quigley's with coffee. I've had two meetings there since. Drinking non-alcoholic Guinness. I've been to Tina's and had Michael make me super tonic, which was his play on basically tonic and some juices, some fruit.
Though now that I'm at the end of January, about to start my month of no drinking in February, kind of a little bit jealous because January goes by so fast.
I don't know, man. It feels like it's been 18 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
So explain why.
Well, I think it's a combination of, and it wasn't, I'm not talking about the not drinking part. I'm just talking about the month. I think it's a combination of like, you come off the holiday high.
Right.
Work kind of slowly picks back up. Yeah. The weather's been shit. It's been icy. It's been snowy. It's felt like we're living in the Pacific Northwest the last week and a half.
Yeah, that was
fog and drizzle terrible. And all that. Like, so it just, to me, the month feels like it's drug.
It's drug on and on. Yeah.
It's interesting to hear a different perspective, but that's just the way I felt.
I just did
drug.
This year I've had something every single weekend, like going down to Dallas or somewhere or coming back or traveling. Who knows? Seems like it's zoomed by.
The IKEA trip was this month, wasn't it? Or was that December?
That was December.
Okay.
That was December. That was funny.
I saw the coolest thing. I reposted it on. Okay, wait. Okay, well, I'll finish that story. I'm not going to squirrel off yet. I reposted it on my Instagram stories. And it was, I don't remember where this was, but there's an IKEA somewhere, and I think it's in the States, that lets stray dogs come in and stay during the cold. And so, like, you'll be walking through and, like, you'll be looking at a living room and there'll be a dog asleep on the couch. Or there'll be
a
dog on the bed for the bedroom or whatever. And there's just all these stray dogs that just, like, come in and can chill and be warm and just enjoy.
I mean, I would hate to see their cleaning bill.
Yeah. And, like, what's the QC on that? Like,
yeah,
how do you make sure the dog isn't going to, like, when they say strays, may
piss all over the place,
they
or
did say strays.
Tear it up.
Because I was thinking maybe it came from shelters, but then they would be warm at the shelter. So
yeah. How does that work?
Strays. Yeah, I don't know.
That is wild. Could and then how do you get them out?
Could also be a bullshit mark. I mean,
that could be. Yeah,
you know,
and then
a
how
troll
do you get,
job or something.
How do you get them out at the beginning of the day?
I don't know if you do.
Oh,
yes.
Well. I mean, then that's a liability.
Leave the door open. But
oh, I guess,
like, you know, come and go as you please, I guess. Check in and check out at the front desk. I don't know how that works.
Return your card.
Yeah. So you're about to have to take over your Instagram account. For those that don't know, Cabin Boys Austin has never been run.
No.
By Austin from Cabin Boys.
I wouldn't say never.
Okay.
The last year that it would have been ran by me would have been 2019.
Oh, okay. Okay. When did you open it? Like, did you run it for a while?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Let's see. I opened my Instagram account in 2014 when I was in Japan.
You had a 5-year run.
Yeah. I had a 5-year run. I opened it in Japan just because we were using it like Instagram was supposed to be used back then.
Just posting like cool pictures.
Posting cool pictures and sending it basically to my family. And it was like, you would get one like or whatever.
Sure.
And it's like,
which, hey, don't shit on that. Some people nowadays, you post something, you get one like.
That's true. That's true. I'm not shitting on that. Like, but that was like the norm for everybody.
Sure.
I don't. That was way before the.
There was no algorithm.
Influencers or algorithms or this, that, and the other. Before people used it as business accounts or anything. So
yeah, that's fun. But there's things I want to ask you about, like right now that I want to talk about the ice bath that you're gonna, or the cold plunge you're gonna do with, not with me, but like you're gonna come over here and get in the cold plunge in the morning. I'll go first so that you can see how
painful it is,
and then I'll thaw out while you go in.
Yeah.
I've been posting them. I just randomly posted one the other day, sometime earlier in this past week, just because I thought it'd be funny for people to see me suffer, you know, and it got decent traction.
Like, nice.
Quite a few comments and like it reached way more people than I thought it would. And so I was like, okay, this is going to be a thing. So I made a video. So I just set the phone up. I'll show you later, but I set the phone up out there. Record and then I like say something to it, and then but this past one, okay, so earlier in the week the water was like mid to upper 40s,
right? That's cold.
It hurt. Like, it was bad. It hurt. And I didn't, like, half of it was only to here, and then for like the last minute I kind of sank down and got it up here a little bit, and I got called out.
Do you ever get used to that?
No. Well, yes.
You got called out. Sorry, I interrupted your.
You're okay. Yeah, I got called out for not being low enough, and like, but I'm too big for that thing. So I'm trying to get a sponsorship or like a deal with one of those companies that makes the tubs.
Oh yeah,
because I want to just be able to submerge.
Submerge, you know, and then have it.
Yeah, it not be an option to like sit up really high so that it's only to here. But then Saturday when I did it, I mean, it was 38 or when I first went out there, it was 36 degree water.
Woo-wee.
And I said, fuck that. I'm not, that's almost 30. Like, that's almost close to 32. Like I'm not.
Aren't you supposed to do it like technically under 37 or something?
No, technically the ideal temperature, what they found in some studies, and I'm not a doctor, so don't take your medical advice from me, was that the ideal range is like 42 to 50-ish because much colder than that, it's just colder. Like it's there's not medical or like physiological benefit to it being colder.
You still get the shock to the system.
So I went out. I mean, I've done it before. So in the summer, I was trying to do it before it got really hot. Mm-hmm. And I would go get multiple bags of ice, dump it in. I have like ice maker downstairs in the basement, dump that in. I had ice packs. I would dump it in. And it would get to like 62. And that felt real cold compared to the 105 degrees or whatever it was, but it wasn't giving me the benefit. I mean, to some doctors will say there's some benefit.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But the one thing about this hop water is it makes you burp because it's carbonated water.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
But so anyway, I went out there earlier in the morning on Saturday at like 8 a.m. and it was 36 degrees. And I was like, fuck, no, nope. I'm just not going to do it today. And so I came back in and started
to warm up. You could have poured like some hot water into
it. I thought about it, but then I was just like, no, I'm not going to do it. Like I'm my own. I'm an adult.
There you go. Yeah.
I can make this decision. So I started to make some, you know, boil the water for coffee and all this different stuff. And I'm sitting here on the couch and little birdies chirping in my ear. You wuss, like, come on.
You didn't do it.
30 minutes. And I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. Fucking, I'm going to do it. So I got changed, grabbed everything. I thought, this time I'm going to play music. Like, that was my thing. Like, music is going to be the difference.
Distract your brain.
So I went out there and put my instant read in, and it was 37, 38 degrees, something like that. And I was like, okay.
It's a little better.
Okay. We're closer to 40 than 32 now. So
yes,
we're just going to, we're going to go for it. It wasn't, so I got in and immediately went lower, so probably to about here, which is about as low as I can get in that thing without getting really uncomfortable.
Yeah,
like I'm all scrunched up and
right I'm
already uncomfortable because it's 36 degree water or whatever. But I played Smells Like Teen Spirit from Nirvana on the laptop, and it wasn't as bad as the 48 degree water. So now my new thing is I'm gonna play music.
There you go.
I thought Instagram was going to let me post it because there was music, but they didn't.
But they didn't. No. Maybe it was because it wasn't a recording of the posting. Like it was in the post rather than, I don't know.
I don't know what the thinking is. Maybe.
These are the things I'm going to have to learn when I run my own Instagram account.
And the reason you're going to let me backtrack to that. The reason you're going to have to run it is because Lisa has been running it, but she's going to have her hands full.
Yes. With
said baby in a few weeks. So,
well, and she kind of got on to me because I was like, hey, did you share the podcast or this, that, and the other? And she was like, Austin,
if you're going to be,
she was like, Austin, we hired someone at the brewery to run Instagram. So I didn't have to do it. I'm not going to be your brand ambassador.
That reminds me, for some reason, that just gave me deja vu when I was in high school of how I ran my stupid mouth and had to start doing my own laundry to my mom. So I was like, hey, are you going to wash these clothes? She was like, no, but you are from here on out. I was like, all right.
That was the wrong move on my part. I just didn't know what I was saying, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
So yeah, I definitely got a little bit in trouble.
Whoops. But so the Instagram kind of ties into the cold plunge because I will take video tomorrow of your suffering.
Yes.
And mine. And I'll make a dual video that I'll post at some point.
Right tomorrow. I guess maybe that could be my first post on Instagram.
Okay.
That I am in control of.
Do you even know your login?
No, I don't. That was the thing in 2019. I deleted it without knowing the login or password or anything.
And you remember what your screen name or your handle was back then?
No. I'm sure it's the same, right?
I don't know. If you didn't know the login, I didn't know if they created a new
one. No. She didn't. Lisa hacked into it somehow. Gotcha. Yeah. I'm so far removed from that world.
Fair. That's, so anyway, tomorrow morning,
I'm going to have to relearn stuff. Yeah,
he's going
to
swing by tomorrow morning and subject himself to the torture of the cold plunge. But you should be okay tomorrow.
Yeah.
It was warmer today. I didn't fill it up until probably like 6 o'clock or 5:30. And it'll get down into like the mid to low 40s tonight. But nice. I'm assuming that'll be the water temp. It'll probably be like 45, 46.
Yeah.
Something like that. So you'll, that'll be cakewalk.
Nice.
Have you ever done anything like that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know what to expect.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. In Japan, when we were living, going to the onsens, which is literally, I think it literally means like natural hot spring. Mm. But it's baths. So you have multiple baths of multiple temperatures and whatnot. But my favorite thing to do would be hop in the sauna, sweat it out for 10 minutes, and then immediately rinse off and jump into the cold bath, which was usually held around 50.
Okay. Which feels a lot colder coming out of a sauna.
Correct. Yeah. And then hopping back into the sauna. I didn't know that. I loved doing it. I didn't know that I should have stayed in for 3 minutes, or I would have probably gotten a lot more out of it.
Yeah.
But back then, I mean, I was probably staying in for a minute.
Sure.
And then going into the sauna.
Yeah. They try to say you can aim for around 11 minutes a week is like the sweet spot. If I only do it 3 days, I usually do Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
And remind me, I know that we talked about this before recently.
Yeah.
But what does it do for your body?
It's all sorts of stuff. It's anti-inflammatory.
Okay.
So like it helps with that.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're lifting or you're whatever, it'll help with soreness and all that kind of stuff as well.
Cool. Just all around.
Definitely
healing.
Mental fortitude and strength. And I mean, you feel.
If you've gone through that in the first part of your day, you can take on the day.
But you just feel so good when you get out. The endorphin rush.
Euphoric.
And like I don't know if I'm weird about it. I'm curious how you feel tomorrow, but when I get out, I feel great and you're all red because you're frozen and you're
right.
You know, all this different stuff. As you start to thaw, I get really annoying pins and needles in my legs.
Really?
Like my legs have been asleep because they're thawing out.
And sure.
I don't know if that's just me and I have bad circulation in my legs. I don't know what that means.
You could be kind of like
it's probably because of that.
Yeah.
That's
too scrunched up,
I'm sure. But yeah, and once I get past that, which usually lasts about 5 minutes, and then it's fine.
You need to get yourself one of those cattle troughs.
Thought about it. If I can't find a partner in the like tub space,
yeah.
I've already looked at like Southern Ag or like some of these different places, and just go get a
Atwoods.
Yeah, 4.5 or 6 foot long metal trough, and just.
There you go.
And fill it up.
Like, yep.
Especially this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need to worry about anything like that. But then the other, so like mentally, like you feel like you've had 8 cups of coffee. Like you just feel great without the jitters. Like you're just alert and awake. But then the 3 minute mark.
So have you drank less coffee since you've started?
Oh, no. I drink the same amount. I'm Superman when I get out of it. No, I only drink 2 cups a day usually.
Yeah.
I drink a cup in the morning. I'm on this weird health kick at the moment.
I love it.
Like just trying, like the problem is I freaking spend too much time on YouTube and I like find all these like Gary Breckas and all these doctors that have these things. And you start, I have like 82 things swimming in my head. Like, okay,
yeah.
Don't drink coffee within the first hour of waking up. Like you're supposed to wait an hour to like let your circadian rhythm.
Like wake up.
You got to go get early morning sunlight in your eyes. That'll help with your like natural sleep cycle. You got to go ground yourself and like walking around the grass in your bare feet, but it's been muddy and icy, so I haven't been doing that.
Yeah.
You can get a thing to put on your bed to sleep on, like a grounding mat underneath your sheets.
Interesting.
Basically, I don't know enough about this to speak wisely on it, but it basically takes the, I think it's the static electricity or the whatever. It does something to your body that like makes your red blood cells not clump together, so you get better blood flow, you sleep better, just all sorts of different stuff.
How interesting.
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
But the cool thing about the ice bath too, the last health benefit I was going to get to, is there's something called brown fat.
Yeah,
it activates that, I think lives in your liver is where it comes from.
Oh.
And so it kind of cleans out your liver, but the brown fat, like, it's like it goes and attacks other fat, maybe, or like, I don't know. For some reason, it's cool. Good. Brown fat is good. And I've forgotten why, but
cool.
Yeah.
So, but it's good.
I don't normally hit the 11 minutes a week because I normally do 3 minutes and I only do it 3 days. So I hit 9. But
yeah,
if I was smart about it, I could do like 4-4-3 or 3.5-3.5-4. That's probably the way to do it. 3.5-3.5-4.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do 3.5 tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll up it.
How's your LOI going? Or is that too personal?
No, it's not. We're going to have to find a new space, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just didn't work out.
Negotiation didn't go well.
That's what LOIs are for. I mean,
if we're going to be totally honest.
If you don't like the people that are going to be your landlord.
No, it wasn't that.
Oh, okay.
They change. I don't want to say too much.
I mean, you get to know who you're going to work with.
Well, the problem, and it's not a problem. It's probably smart business on their part. They were able to rezone that building. And so they're going to they think they can get retail to come in there and not have to do a bunch of tenant improvements and stuff like that.
Oh.
And so for them financially, for what they'd be able to lease it for per square foot, if it was retail and not have to do tenant improvements, it's kind of a no brainer. I mean,
I'm going to be very surprised if they get that, but
yeah,
but more power to them.
Right.
If they do.
Yeah. So we're right on the hunt. I actually have a meeting Wednesday. There's like 10 or 12 different warehouses in that area that we were sent by a realtor. And so I've got to parse through them and see what makes the most sense.
It's interesting hunting for buildings. It's exhausting.
Yeah. I'm not letting myself get exhausted yet.
Okay, good.
But come Wednesday, we'll visit again, because I don't know how long I have a volleyball tournament Wednesday night, so it can't last to 6:30, but we're meeting at like 4, I think, to just like start going through the list. You know, do we want to
volleyball?
Now the question is, and so maybe it's a blessing in disguise. We were just about to enter into fundraising.
Oh, like, got it.
For the build out, basically.
Right, like investor fundraising.
But now, like, why not ask for a little more and just go buy a building?
That'd be awesome,
you know. So maybe it's a blessing in disguise, and I don't know what the price on something.
That's being your thing. Being your own landlord or is way better.
Yeah, that's the other thing I found interesting about this process is when you go to buy a house, you know how much the house is.
Correct.
I've been like half of the stuff I was sent for these buildings don't have the price on it. Right. It's like, here's the square footage. Yeah. Here's the blueprint. Here's the map. Here's some specs on like how tall the ceilings are.
Once you get into the LOI, then we'll let you know how much the square footage will be.
I have decent taste in things. And so I'm going to fall for the one that's $3.5 million. I just know it. It's going to be a thing. How's that even legal to not
broadcast the price
when you're putting out information about a property?
I don't know.
I need a commercial realtor. If anybody's watching, that's a commercial realtor.
I'll ask my realtor.
Chime in on that.
I'll ask
my mind.
Yeah. And why wouldn't you put it out there?
What makes me think it's too expensive.
Right.
I mean, just
then,
because if you think about it, like if you have, there's a, like an, I don't know if it's an adage or what it is, but like in the fashion world or like whatever, where if you have to ask the price, you probably can't afford it.
True.
You know, and so I think that kind of is where my mind goes for this. Like, oh, yeah, is this really like $3.5 million? Like, is that why you're not disclosing the price?
Maybe. Well, yeah, I have no idea. Maybe it's because if you're going for tenant improvements, you got to go through kind of like a negotiation.
And it might be. That's the other thing. Yeah. They probably don't want to shoot themselves in the foot.
Right.
Because if you start it too high or you start it too low or you don't, you know, because there will be negotiations and right. TIs and all that. But if you're buying it, I mean, how often? See, I don't know. I've never bought a commercial property, actually. So I don't know the answer to this. Residentially, you can come to some sort of an agreement where the seller improvements, which I guess would basically be tenant improvements.
Correct.
But I feel like tenant would involve renting.
Correct.
So maybe they don't call it that if you're buying it instead of renting it.
Yeah, you're going down a rabbit hole. Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah. I've never gone
this
through
that.
This
is why I don't sleep at night, Austin. I think of these random things.
Maybe someone said something that's smart.
No one did. They're just laughing at me, I'm sure. I did figure out last week that it does shut off the Instagram Live after an hour, so we've been on for 45 minutes. I do want to check YouTube.
Right on.
Just to check. Okay, no comments.
There we go. No comments over there. Anyway, LOI did not go well.
That's
just fine. To circle back to those.
That's
long-winded answer to.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes it happens.
Yep.
And it'll probably be for the better.
Mm-hmm. I really liked that location.
Yeah, you would have been right down by the brew pub.
Yeah, I really liked that location. But. Yeah. The parking would have been awful.
That is the one downside.
So,
yep.
Yeah, there'll be benefits. We'll find something. And who knows? They might come back around.
Could be.
You never know. We will play the Guess the Beer game.
Oh, fun.
Here in just a minute. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I wanted to touch on. Do you play any Super Bowl games? Like, do you ever do the squares or anything like that?
No. Well, I have in the past, but not this year. We're actually going to have a Soupy Bowl at the brewery.
A Soupy Bowl?
Yeah. We're going to be serving all sorts of soups and chilies or whatnot.
Have the game on. What do you call that area?
The Kindlewood Beer?
No.
The warehouse area?
Yeah, a warehouse. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, the warehouse area.
Because it's not the brewery. The brewery's
event space.
Events. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Event space, game space, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, we'll be having a Soupy Bowl.
Soupy Bowl.
Yeah. Mainly because it's never been a really good event for us to like show the Super Bowl at the brewery. No. Like one year we were like, yeah, we're gonna show the Super Bowl. We have snacks.
Five
no one showed up.
Well, you're not exactly known as like a sportsy bar.
No, we're not. So it'll be more or less for the employees that aren't working.
That's cool.
Kind of invite everybody over. Have a good time.
I did hear about somebody opening up a sports bar.
A sports bar.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think, I shouldn't have said that because I don't know the details, but it struck me because I had that thought in my mind of like, there's not, and this is no slight to like Elgin Park or Power Bar or anything, but I don't feel like they are sports first. I feel like they're restaurants or bars and that have a bunch of TVs and show sports, but they're not.
Yeah.
Whatever. The viewing experience isn't the chief thing in there, you know?
Yeah. Maybe Elgin, I would say
Elgin more so than our bar for sure. Elgin's the closest thing to a sports bar
for sure
right now.
Yeah.
That we have.
Yeah. There's like 52 screens in there.
There's one. Back during the pandemic when I did a podcast with my buddy Colby Daniels called The Shots You Take. He's a sports guy. I was a sports guy. I am a sports guy. It was sponsored by Chalk in OKC. And
nice.
That's the coolest sports bar. I mean, that thing, you feel like you walked into, and I think this is the aesthetic they were going for, but it feels like you walked into a sports book in Vegas. There's a ticker with all these scores going around. There's a wall of TVs. Like floor to ceiling wall of TVs.
That's awesome.
That's probably, I would say 30 to 40 feet wide and probably 20 feet tall, just TVs. And you can make them all one. You can make them all separate. You can make them quad. You could make it like all sorts of things.
Oh my word. That's awesome.
It was incredible. Yeah.
That's cool.
And there was like these like there's tables you could sit at and eat, but there was also like a little horseshoe, I believe, of like recliner type chairs. And like, okay. It was just cool. It was a cool spot. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. We did a couple live things down there and it was fun. It was fun. But anyway, somebody's opening up a sports bar in town. I don't remember who or where.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's the Chalk guys, but it's somebody.
Right on. How'd you get into volleyball?
I've always played. Well, I actually don't know. I mean, I've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
I was in a Monday night league with some, I don't know if you know them or not. So Zach and Melinda Curran. Melinda.
Name sounds familiar.
Melinda owns Shades of Brown. Zach owns Trenchers.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know them. Okay. They live like,
just right over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In the neighborhood. I know what house they live in.
Yeah.
But no, we don't know each other. Okay. We're probably familiar with
all
of our stories and whatnot.
Smalsa. Yeah. And then TC Leroy was on the team.
Okay, cool.
I don't know if you know TC or not, but and then me. It's always the four of us, and we played Monday nights for a really long time.
Is it outdoors?
Yeah, it's at Pearl Beach.
And then, sweet.
This past season, I played on a Wednesday night team with new people, and we're going to continue on and do Wednesday nights. They usually give you. So the last season ended the week before Christmas. And then they give you the rest of December and January off. And then you pick back up maybe in March. I think you get February off too. And you pick back up in March. So there's a spring, nice. There's an early summer, late summer, early fall, late fall, winter. So there's like six leagues. It's kind of expensive if you think about it.
Really?
Because you have to pay for each
of them. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it's fun. It's 4-on-4. So you get, I can't do sixes where you just stand in one place.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would love to play twos because then it's a real workout. But four is all right.
Right on.
Yeah. And I've been lucky enough to always be on good teams, but I've yet to win it. I've been the number one seed. I've been undefeated. I've had one loss in the regular season. I've gotten to the finals. I've gotten to, but just haven't won it.
Bummer.
Always the bridesmaid.
Bummer.
Never the bride.
No.
All right. Pick a number between, what is it? I always forget. Is it
it's eight, like seven?
Eight and 377, yeah. I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was.
Last week I did real low.
You did.
How about 299?
I was on 291, so we were back.
There we go, baby. We're back.
All right. You are in. For those of you that don't know, I don't know how. Wow. That's cool. This is the, yeah, just great beers. Name of the book. So there's, what is that? Almost 369 pages of
nice
great beer. Nice. Of great beers. And so the game we came up with randomly, I don't know how, but so Austin picks a number. I tell him you're in the R's.
I'm in the R's.
Which you are. He has three questions to narrow down the style of beer that is one of the great beers on the page that he picked. If he gets it, great. Hasn't gotten it yet. You've gotten close, though.
I've gotten close.
And then he gets an additional question once he knows the style of beer to help narrow down which country. And if he gets the country, he can go ahead and try for extra point to get the brewery.
Get the brewery.
Yeah. I'll be impressed if you get any of this, to be totally honest. You're in the R's.
I'm in the R's.
Yeah. Fuck. It's a kind of beer that I'm not 100% sure.
But okay.
We'll just go with it.
We'll go with it.
Yeah.
Right on. All right.
Oh, TC, I was just talking about you.
We're
talking about volleyball. He jumped on Instagram.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is it below 6%?
Yes.
Okay. Is it an old world beer?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Fairly confident.
Fairly confident?
Yeah.
If it's a style that you're not sure of.
That's why.
Probably old school.
Yeah.
Old world. And then let's see.
Let me rephrase that. It's not that I'm not familiar with it. I've definitely heard of it. I've definitely had it.
Okay.
But there could be questions you ask where I don't know where it would fall in the
right
realm of the beer world.
Got it.
You know.
So it's below 6%. It's old world. Is it medium colored?
I like don't know. And I don't know because why I said, oh, that's cool, is the picture it shows me is of a really cool tap handle.
Oh, sweet.
But I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. So I'll let you ask another question because okay. I don't know the answer.
You don't know what color it would be. Yeah.
Now, the other one sounds really good. There's two or three per page on here. But, yeah. Anyway.
Is it made? Well,
I might be. I might know.
You might know?
I mean, maybe.
Is it made on the European continent?
Yes.
Primarily?
That I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Primarily on the European continent. Old, below six. I mean, that doesn't get me very close.
It kind of does. It gets you in the, like, stadium.
It gets me in the stadium.
Yeah.
But maybe on the nosebleeds.
Possibly. In the 300s.
Yeah. I'm just going to shoot it in the dark. I'm going to say a lambic.
Oh, I thought your lips were going to say it. No, it's a bitter.
Oh, it's a bitter.
Yeah.
Ah, all right.
So I answered one question that kind of told you where it was made. Do you have second question?
I would say
another question around that.
So, I mean, I have to get the country, right? Mm-hmm. It's a bitter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it England?
It is.
Right on.
And you know it's in the R's. And it is on the brewery. R's. I had never heard of the brewery, to be fair.
I don't know a lot of R breweries in England or the UK. I don't know. Tell me.
Roosters.
Never would have pulled that.
A cool little tap handle. Yeah, the second. So they must only do bitters because those are the two beers on there. But the second one was which TC, if you're still watching this, you would appreciate this. It was a Sauvignon Blanc style.
Oh, that's cool. Bitter, Outlaw Wild Mule.
Which sounds really cool.
3.7%.
To try that. Yeah, it's a crushable beer too.
And a remarkable and imposing beer.
Imposing.
I like that.
Doom, doom, doom. All right, round two. And we do three rounds, by the way.
301.
No, I went the other way.
I just went. No, that's still in the R's. Let's do. I'll do 201.
Heard. All right, you are in the H's.
Okay.
I don't know this one either, but I love the name of the beer. Love it.
You don't know the brewery?
No.
Okay. Or beer style?
I do know the beer style.
Okay.
But I don't know the brewery.
Is it darker in color?
No.
It is not darker. Okay. Is it heavily hopped?
I don't think so.
Okay. Below 5%.
Yes.
Right on.
Yo.
That was a little dicey.
Guess? Does he have a guess?
I'm in the H's.
We're in the H's for the brewery, not the beer type.
I'm going to have to say a lager of some sort. I don't know.
I thought you were about to say it again. I felt it. It was on the tip of your tongue. Felt it. You're throwing a
pilsner
anyway.
I don't know.
It's a strong bitter.
A strong. I just what?
I thought you had bitter on the tip of your tongue. By the way,
I went from a bitter to a bitter.
Strong bitter.
That is wild.
When we're in round three, we'll be saying goodbye to Instagram. So we'll say goodbye now. Thank you guys for joining.
See you guys.
Later this week, we'll have Kat talking about Country Bird Bakery and her collab with Bradley this weekend. And then next week, we will have John Pierce on to talk about Coffee at Heirloom. So
sweet.
We will see you guys next. Well, actually.
And I might not be. Am I going to be on those or maybe not?
Next Monday, you'll be on.
Okay.
I'll just record something next, with Kat.
Yeah.
Just as a one.
Next Monday,
we'll call it Tasting Room After Hours or
Noice.
After Dark.
Noice.
After Dark. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning into the live. We'll still be going on YouTube for a little bit, but anyway. Much love. Okay. So you're in the H's. It's a strong bitter. Oh, the name of the beer? Old Hooky.
Old Hooky. Love it. Old Hooky.
Old Hooky.
So I'm assuming it's in.
And the other one was Hooky Bitter.
Hooky Bitter. Hooky Bitter. Okay, so I have to, I guess, ask a question for the country. I would assume.
Or you can just headshot it.
I guess I could say England.
Correct.
Okay. But with the name Hooky, well, I guess that's very old English.
It is. The bottle is very old as well. Looks very old.
What is the brewery?
Starts letters with an H.
Have you heard of it?
No, I had not.
I don't know. Hoover.
Hook Norton.
Hook Norton.
Yep.
What are the odds that I went from a old bitter to a bitter?
And what was the other one?
Hooky Bitter and Hooky Old Bitter. Hooker.
Not
or hooker. Not Hooker. Old Hooky.
I would not drink Old Hooker.
I mean, you know.
Nope. I'm going to pass on that one. All right. Round three. You're getting close this time.
I'll just do 101.
101. Just going down by 100 every time.
Every time.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Okay. You're in the C's.
C's.
Should I let you pick between, like, if there's multiple beers, like one, two, or three, one or two, and not always just do the top beer?
Sure.
All right.
Don't matter to me. Two.
Okay. You're still in the C's. So.
Got it.
Yeah. That didn't change.
Is the beer above? Oh, that opens up so many cans of worms.
What were you going to say?
Well, is the beer above 5%?
Is that your question?
Yeah.
Yes.
See, no, but, that's
there's still so many ABVs above 5%.
Whoa. Yeah. Is the beer yellow?
No.
Okay.
Ooh,
is
on the page next to it, there's a smoked porter, and that sounds delicious.
Ooh, that does sound very delicious. So it's darker, above 5%. Is it maltier?
Yes.
Okay. I would say the style would have to be of five.
Can I help you here? It's not a bitter. You did not go three for three.
Well, I can rule that out because technically bitters don't necessarily go above 5%. Fair. I'm gonna go with a porter.
Belgian dark ale.
Oh, well, very familiar with those.
Yes, you are.
And it starts with a C?
It does.
So it's a Belgian. I'm going to. Is it from Belgium?
It is.
Right on.
Yeah. Started in 1990.
1990?
Blink moved after a few years from Namur to the present location. The brewery offers beers in two varieties, a normal in a bio version, which is organic.
Right.
The brewery name means snail, and production isn't rushed. But the beers are enjoying growing international recognition.
Have you ever heard of this brewery?
No.
I was about to say.
And I'm not 100% sure how to pronounce it, but I'll give it a go.
Cuckoo, ca-choo. I don't know.
Caracole? Caracole? Caracole, but it's Belgian. So.
Caracole.
Yeah.
Crackle?
Crackle. Snap, crackle, pop.
Nice. Cool. Right on.
You did all right.
Hey, I try to do okay.
Yeah. All right. So what's going on at Cabin Boys this week? Let's recap. You got to go in.
You got to go into.
If you're watching this live today, if you're watching it, well, you can go in today, tomorrow, or Wednesday. Can you buy it on the 31st?
Correct. So you can buy it on the 31st. You can go onto the website. And
we're talking about the memberships.
Yep. And you have to go to the brewery itself. For some odd reason, our POS system could only do a membership on one
platform. Earlier, I thought you said the website too.
You can order it or you can buy it on the website. The membership. Yeah. We're talking about the membership. Yeah. You can buy it on the website
or go to
or the directly at the brewery,
which is the 6th and Utica. The
brewery. 7th and Utica. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. 6th and Utica. Six one way.
That whole
thing. Yeah. Yeah. So, and then like, subscribe, share with 3 friends, and you might get a chance to win a tier 1.
So how does that work? You have to have bought a membership to then win the tier 1 membership?
No.
Okay. So you can still enter to win.
Correct.
Without buying.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much any giveaway is
you can't do it legally. You have to buy.
Correct. Right. No purchase necessary.
Gotcha.
Yep.
I thought maybe it was like an upgrade giveaway or something where
that'd be
like,
kind of interesting.
We'll upgrade you to.
Well, then you could only do it to the members, I guess, if you wanted to. Yeah,
that's the way that would have to go. Yeah. Have you thought any more about doing the line in the name?
The line in
the vertical line. Remember? So
no, we need to think about
introduce the vertical line in between Grassfire and then Productions so that it can then be Grassfire Services, Grassfire Studios, Grassfire Podcast,
Cabin Boys Brewery, Cabin Boys Brew Pub, Cabin Boys Claremore.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get a completely separate website
for
the brew pub.
Okay.
Maybe not Claremore. We're having too much discrepancy as SEOs wise. It's sending, like, when they're specifically trying to go to the brew pub, it's sending them to the brewery and sometimes sending them to. So Google's getting confused and we think it's a link to the website.
Gotcha.
Yep. So, but yeah. But also this weekend at the brewery, go out to Claremore.
Yes.
For Dwayne Bryan's little shindig. A
guest performance from Zach Bryan.
That would be
I'm going to speak epic. It into existence.
That would be epic.
I'm going to speak it into existence.
But $10 for, I think it's $10. If I'm wrong, I'm going to say
Austin told me it's $10.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
It's either $10 or $15. Yeah. I can't remember. But you buy wristbands at the Claremore Tap Room. The Cabin Boys Claremore Tap Room, and you get a wristband, and that'll tell you where the address is.
Sweet.
Yep.
All right. Well, that'll do it. So Cat Cox is going to be the first tasting room after dark, after hours.
After hours.
Yeah. After hours. That sounds better.
Right on.
I changed my mind again. Tasting room after hours. Later this week, talking about her brewery, Country Bird, which if you haven't been, you should go. If you've driven by 3rd in Utica and wondered why are people standing out in the 30 degree, 20 degree, negative degree temperatures, which I have done with a line around the block by Oakhart Barbecue.
Is it?
To go to her brewery. I said it again. To her bakery.
To her bakery.
I said brewery earlier and too.
She only opened like one day a week. One day a week.
Saturdays. Occasionally she'll open Thursday, Saturday. That's one of the things I want to ask her. Like expectation versus reality.
Right.
Did you actually think that it would play out as well as it has, and you could afford to pay rent full time in a space, but only be open
right
one day a week? It blows my mind, but I'm so happy for her because
yeah,
I mean, it's fantastic stuff.
Good. No, I haven't stood in line yet.
It's incredible.
All right.
It is incredible. And then a week from today, John Pierce, who was going to be on tonight, wasn't feeling well. So we'll have his interview either live or pre-recorded. If it's pre-recorded, you won't be.
Yeah, I won't
part
be
of that interview.
Right. But
you'll be here Monday to do the rest.
Correct.
Of it. If it's live, obviously you'll be there and he'll talk about his upcoming project at Heirloom, the brewery, but it's Coffee at Heirloom. So opening at 7 a.m. He did post on Instagram, which you did not see, some minute, like little minor details are going to be opening at 7 a.m., which is really cool.
Perfect.
And then like the first roastery they're getting their beans from and just some different stuff like that. So it'll be really cool. Good Sweet. To see you.
Good to see you too.
Enjoy the month of February alcohol free, which has to be tough for a brewery owner, but
it is, but it's nice.
You can do it.
I'm very capable
You've
of doing
got
it.
This.
Yes.
And I'll see you tomorrow morning for a cold plunge.
Right on. All Sounds right. good.
See you guys. Love you.
Cheers.